I want to share a powerful thought that has been resonating in my spirit over the last 2 to 3 weeks, and it was one that was shared with me from my covering, y'all, my cover, my wives and my beautiful bride, Shakita. And that thought that I share with each of you today is a new covenant, a new kingdom, a new family. A new covenant, a new kingdom, a new family. The text today, going back to chapter 21 of Matthew's gospel, focusing specifically on verses 12 through 14. Begin reading at verse 12, concluding at verse 14 of chapter 21 of Matthew's gospel. And Jesus went into the temple of God, cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. He said unto them, It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. If I may paraphrase it to bring it into 2022, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of gangsters. Going to verse 14, it reads, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. As we discussed that last week, the verses selected, even again today for our consideration, involves the second occasion that Jesus cleansed the temple from unholy business entrepreneurial activities. The zeal of Christ, the passion of Christ, recorded in these verses, occurred at the very end of his public ministry, and specifically on the Monday following his triumphant entry. As Jesus certainly knew what was coming, he knew of the bitter cup. He knew of the bitter cup to come on his way to and through the cross, so that we should have the better cup. Oh God, this morning we have the better cup of salvation, the better cup of reconciliation, the better cup of recreation. I'm talking about a new covenant, a new kingdom, and a new family. The Lord Jesus took the bitter cup that we might have in 2022, the better cup. The best part, hallelujah, the best part of waking up, if you will, is the Lord Jesus in your cup. Back in the day, I might be telling my age right now, but back in the day, Folgers Coffee had an ad which said that the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. But on this day of joy and jubilee, I am so glad that I have found that the best part of me waking up is the Lord Jesus in my cup. Not Folgers, oh my Lord. Not Maxwell. If anybody knows me, know I love Starbucks, but not Starbucks, but the Lord Jesus in my cup. The psalmist said, oh, taste and see. Oh, good God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord Jesus is good. The best part of waking up. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Is Jesus waking up and being a part of my cup? I can see Jesus, the Lord Jesus, here in verses 12 through 14. And I would ask you to put your phones on mute, someone, if you can. I can see Jesus here. He's clearing the bitter everything out of the temple. Because he was ushering in the better thing to come. Jesus is the better thing to come. And he was clearing out the court of the Gentiles. Oh, the man-made impediments and barriers that had turned God's house into a shopping mall. Where you could just buy religious stuff. And in this moment, as he's cleansing the temple, we can see Jesus with the seal of righteousness, exposing the reality that for whatever good of the stalk that was taking place in the court of the Gentiles, the true reality is that it was simply a religious sham. It was simply a religious sham. And verse 12 reminds us that the Lord Jesus went into the temple of God. And he cast out all them that sold. He cast out all them that bought. And he overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. He threw out them that sold and them that bought, knowing that the business transaction that were ongoing was a form of godliness. But indeed, there was no power. Some of us know him only in name, but not in nature. We name the name of Christ, but we do not reflect the power of God in our lives. And I say that not for us to feel condemned, but I say that with the spirit of hopefully I'm fertilizing right now, the seed that is already in you to not just name the name, but to bear the nature of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus knew then, as he is speaking to our hearts in this 11th hour, because he is soon to come. He is soon to come. But he's speaking to them, as he's speaking to our hearts even now, that they that worship the Father, oh God, they that worship the Father, I'm not talking about your head right now, I'm talking about your heart, they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit, hallelujah, and in truth. What was going on, hallelujah, in the court of the Gentiles? All of the religious paraphernalia sold and bought. If you will, all of the religious books sold and bought. All of the religious CDs, tapes that are sold and bought. All of the religious t-shirts that are sold and bought. All of the fish dinners and chicken dinners sold. None of those things, family, could bring us closer to God than Jesus Christ himself. So we see the Lord Jesus standing in the court of the Gentiles on the last Monday before he would be nailed to the cross for our sins and transgressions. And as we see him standing there, he bears the testimony, the living testimony. I think Sister Annette basically said to us that we need to learn how to turn the test. Help me, oh God. Turn the test into a testimony, and knowing that when we're in the test, God has provoked us, hallelujah, to just praise him even more. But Jesus is standing, hallelujah, in the court of the Gentiles as a testimony that there is a new normal. Family, today the Lord Jesus is still the new normal. Not the pandemic, not the inflation, the Kamala, Dimmick, not the mass murders committed by assault weapons and ghost guns. No, the new norm, only the Lord Jesus. For every believer, as we know that if any man, if any woman be in Christ, they are new creations, and all things are passed away, and behold, good God Almighty, all things become new. When the Lord Jesus drove out all them that sold and all them that bought, he was in real time showing us the beginning of a new covenant, a new kingdom, and a new family. And in this, as we're in Christ, as God was in Christ reconciling man back unto himself, and in this new covenant, in this new kingdom, in this new family, we don't have to buy God, y'all. We don't have to buy God. We don't have to buy God because Jesus paid it all. When he laid down on the cross, he paid it all. When he allowed himself to be nailed to a cursed tree, he paid it all. And he paid it all that we may be redeemed from the curse of the law, so that we could have everlasting joy and eternal jubilee. Jesus paid it all. That's what the hymn sang. The hymn said, Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain, but he, hallelujah, God, he made it white as snow. I'm not talking about skin color now. I'm just talking about the purity, where there's no blemish, no spot, no wrinkle, no stains. He just washed us and made white as snow. His righteousness is imputed unto us, so that God sees him rather than seeing our sin. Family, the Lord Jesus is the new norm. He is the better, the final, and the eternal sacrifice. And because he picked up the tab, He paid for the dinner. He paid for the dessert. He paid for the meal. We don't have to buy God's love. We don't have to buy God's forgiveness. And we don't have to buy God's healing. And we don't have to buy God's attention. And we don't have to buy God's affirmation of fatherhood. Because he paid it all. I was thinking about a song I used to hear when I was growing up. It wasn't a church song, y'all. It's one of them songs that when you're growing up and you're in Gainesville, there was only one radio station. It was AM and it was called WGGG. The song is entitled For the Love of Money. Y'all probably know it as being sung by the OJs. And I just want to take the time to kind of, y'all don't throw me out the church for doing this, but I think it's appropriate just to read some of the lyrics from the song for the love of money. It ain't the money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. So what they sung in the song, money, 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 money. Some people got to have it. Some people really need it. Listen to me, y'all. Do things. Do bad things with it. You want to do things. Good things with it. Talk about cash money. Money. Talk about cash money. Dollar bills, y'all. For the love of money, people will steal from their mother. For the love of money, people will rob their own brother. For the love of money, people can't even walk the street because they never know who in the world they're going to be. For that lean, mean, green, almighty $20 money. For the love of money, people will lie, Lord. They would cheat. For the love of money, people don't care who they hurt or beat. For the love of money, people will sell their precious bodies for a small piece of paper. It carries a lot of weight. Call it lean, mean, mean, green, almighty dollar. But family, I'm so glad that we don't have to buy nothing today because the Lord's Jesus offering, because of his offering on the cross. It was God single. Some churches this morning, and as they're taking up offering, they're talking about, has anybody got any single money? Thank God that Jesus is the single money. Hallelujah. And when he went into the temple and he drove out the money changers, oh my God, he eradicated the inflation and the stimulation. Oh, yeah. He took it out of the picture, the inflation and the sinflation. And so let me close out, y'all. Let me close out with the Sophia of Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 11 through 28. And I read, but when Christ came, as high priest of the good things that are now already, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands, that is to say, is not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood. Let me say that again. Once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. Blood of goats and bulls and ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can hear Dr. Deborah. I think she would probably paraphrase it like this. So that the living God may serve the living God. Glory, 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 glory. For this reason, Christ. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant. That those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. In the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it, because a will is enforced only when somebody has died. It never takes effect while the one who made it is living. This is why even the first covenant was not put into effect without blood. When Moses had proclaimed every command of the law to all the people, he took the blood of the calves and together with the water, scarlet wool, and branches of hyssop, and sprinkled the scroll and all the people. He said, this is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you to keep. In the same way, sprinkled with the blood, both the tabernacle and everything used in its ceremony. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. It was necessary then. It was necessary then for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these sacrifices, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands. That was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself. Oh my God. The Lord's Jesus entered heaven itself now to appear for us. Oh, my God. Now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again. The way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But, oh, thank God, but Jesus, but he has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once. Take away the sins of men, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Family, 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 Jesus Christ has paid the price for us to enjoy the rights and the privileges of a new testament, a new kingdom, and a new family. We don't have to buy it. We just have to buy in. We don't have to buy it. We just have to buy in. Just buy into it. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You don't have to buy it. Just buy in. Will you buy into the truth that the Lord Jesus is our New Testament, who has brought us into a new kingdom for such a time as this, that we may be with him as heirs and joint heirs in a new family as the children of God by faith? Hallelujah. Will you buy in? Will you buy in? Will you buy in? Let the people of God and believers of Jesus Christ all over the world say amen. Amen.